purposes. I like to be prepared. Okay. Whew. Now, hopefully if I hang this phone up, we won't lose each other.
Okay.
If we do, I'm going to call you back, okay?
Okay.
All right. You still there?
Yes.
Oh, good. Cool. All right. Check your levels. Give me good levels, Sheila.
Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing.
I got you, sister girl.
Good.
Ooh, let me take a woosah moment. Because I've been like running up and down this hallway. All right. Foxy 107 104, your only station for today's R&B and classic soul. Tonight on TV One, I am going to have the pleasure of talking with this magnificent lady. When I first saw her perform with Prince, I was just like in awe. My jaw just like dropped. You've been in the music business, Sheila E., for numerous years. You've got an entertainment family, music family. What was it that drove you to get into the, of course it's your family, but what was that desire there to do the music thing, to get into the music scene?
Well, it was something that wasn't planned, actually. I grew up, of course, yes, around a musical family. My dad played every day. He practiced in the house. He had his bands playing in the living room, and then there were jam sessions on the weekends. So, yeah, music was in the house. But I was into sports. My mom is very athletic, so and all her brothers and sisters. So they have a huge family, and I love sports. So I was running track, and I was really good, and I was training to be in the Olympics, and I was a sprint runner. And that's what I wanted to do, but I played one show with my dad at 15, and that just changed my life. I didn't know that I really knew as much, and he didn't know that I knew. And 2 weeks later, I went out on tour.
You'd be surprised when, you know, you're sitting back and watching your parents. Because my mother, she likes to cook, so I would watch her cook. So now I can get into the kitchen and, you know, hang with the best of them. So the same thing for you. It's just like amazing how you just get up there and perform. Like I say, when I saw you perform, I'm like, oh, my goodness, who is this woman? Sheila E. You know what? It started out for me, like I started out in a music family too. You know what I started out playing? I would take some Crisco cans, put water in them, and change the tone of them and get some wooden sticks. That's how I got started. And then
That's cool.
And then eventually when I was in high school, I played timbales and percussion later on in high school.
That's awesome. That's great.
So we were probably doing this at the same time. Wow.
Guess so.
But you have played with the best of them. You've played with Prince. You've played with Stevie, Ringo Starr. What has been the most memorable moment for you in the entertainment industry?
There's been many. I can't even pick one. There have been so many. Definitely the first time I played with my dad, because, you know, that was a moment I decided that very night, playing, that this was what I was going to do for the rest of my life. You know, I played the Olympics, I played, you know, the Oscars, I've played, you know, in a lot of the foster care facilities for the kids. Those were great moments as well. I just did a show recently for the president, Fiesta Latina. I shouldn't say recently, it was last year. You know, to be the musical director and part producer for one of those shows, to be nominated for an Emmy for that was a great moment, because it was just different. You know, I've been to the White House, but to have our president Obama there, that was just another highlight. So there's been many.
And speaking of the kids, you've got a foundation. Tell our listeners more about your foundation to help the kids in the music industry.
Yeah, it's called Elevate Hope Foundation for Abused Kids and Kids in Need Assistance. And the reason why I picked it is because my dad used to take us to facilities when we were younger. My manager and I, Lynn Mabry, we started it about 13, 14 years ago. And we raised money. We used music and arts as therapy to help the kids. And we started a couple of pilot programs here in Los Angeles. So we tried to allow them and support them, but allow them to express themselves in a way that they wouldn't think that would help them, which it actually does, to be able to write music or, you know, write poems or do spoken word. You know, take photography. What do they see? You know, create masks, because when they start creating the masks at the beginning, they're very dark, and later on when you see the change in their life, you see that the masks have changed colors and the tone of the face is different. So we've tried to do as much as we can to help the kids in foster care.
And you're definitely giving back to the community. That is so great. And speaking of which, in schools, they're cutting the programs, the music programs, which is so unfortunate because, like I say, I grew up starting from fourth grade on to college, you know, clarinet, flute, piccolo, bassoon, percussion. I mean, it made me a well-rounded person. It made me appreciate a whole different genre of music. You know, I listen to certain types of music, and people say, why are you listening to that music? Because it's good music. And people can understand that. When you have that well-rounded foundation, you know, your successes will follow you along the way because you've been exposed to so many different things.
Right, exactly. Yeah, and that's how my dad was. My mom and dad, they had music in the house all the time, but it wasn't just one type of music. My dad said, let's just bring it all of it in and learn from it. And that's exactly what we did.
Well, tell you, in my house on Sunday morning, you knew it was time to get up to go to Sunday school when you heard Mahalia Jackson blaring in the house. It's time to get up, go to Sunday school.
And awesome.
And of course, we listened to Ella Fitzgerald. We listened to Donna Washington. And, you know, that made me appreciate music a whole bunch more since, you know, I'm in this industry as far as radio. And every time I listen to something now, I say, that kind of reminds me a little bit of something back in the day. Because we were exposed to some, even show tunes. We listened to all that stuff growing up.
Yeah.
And it made me a well-rounded person.
Now, Now,
let me ask this question. Are you and Prince still tight? Because I know you were going on tour every now and then when he goes out, when he would do his special guest appearances and, you know, you would
perform.
I
always do the, you know, go and play with him. We just did the long string of dates here in L.A., so that was great. Recently we did, well, he had 21 shows. I think I did 15 of the 21.
Mm-hmm. And he came here and turned it out. I'm telling you, it was just awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome performance. And like I said, when I first saw you perform, I'm like, oh, my goodness. So what has been, you know, your highs, what has been your lows of being in the music industry and things you want to pass on to say, you know, we've got some young listeners who want to get into the entertainment industry. What word of advice would you give them if they want to get into the business?
Well, definitely you have to take it seriously, you know, and if this is what you want to do, I mean, there will be highs and lows. Get a great foundation, a team of people behind you, and that support that you need that will keep you grounded. It's very important because people get lost in the entertainment business, you know, period, and also learn the business, you know, make sure you know what you're signing and you have the right people to make sure that what you're signing makes sense. Because right now it's the business itself has changed so much. It's not what it used to be, and there's different ways to be able to get into the entertainment business. I think more so now than ever, there's more accessibility, you know, because of the internet and things are different. But you really have to know your craft. You really have to be good at what you're doing and make sure, you know, you respect people and. Just don't get out there and just be crazy. It's not worth it. It really isn't. I've seen so many of my friends and people die by the hand of the thing that they really wanted most, you know?
Mm-hmm. And like you said, this is a business. We would have interns come by the radio station and say, what do you want to be? Oh, I want to be a rapper. I want to be a singer. But have you ever thought about being a songwriter and a producer? Have you ever thought about starting your own publishing company? Because you will own the own rights to all of your music. You know, you would have that. And they don't understand that. They want to be on the... you know, out there in the spotlight. I said, but you can still be in the spotlight, produce.
Right.
You know, they don't understand that. So every time they would come to the station, I would give them a little history lesson on what should be going on. But I know our time is running out, but one last question. We lost a great singer this week. We lost him. Okay, who's that? Take us off. Okay. Okay, we lost a great singer over the couple of weeks or so ago, and what would be your fondest memories of Whitney Houston?
Well, I saw her recently because I was doing some shows here in L.A., and she came to the shows with her daughter, and she was having a great time, and she kept telling me from this down by the stage, she kept telling me, give me your sticks, I want to play, so... I gave her my sticks, but that was the last time that I saw her. And you know, she was a great friend. I met her in '85, I think. And it's a huge loss. But, you know, the fondest memory was the last one I saw her happy and having a great time. And she will truly be missed, but she's one of the most incredible singers in the world.
Yeah, and you are one of the most incredible percussionists, song arrangers out there. And I'm telling you, when I first saw you, my jaw just like completely just dropped. I'm like, oh, my God. So if you just
well, thank you so much.
You're quite welcome. If you're just tuning in, Sheila E. is going to be on TV One's Unsung. That is going to be tonight. You don't want to miss it on Time Warner Cable Channel 330. God bless you, Sheila E., and keep doing
God
what you're
you.
Doing. And how can our listeners get up with you? You got Facebook, Twitter?
Twitter, Sheila E. Drummer, and Facebook, Sheila E. Escovedo.
All right. God bless you and continue much success to you.
Thank you so much.
You're quite welcome.
Thank you, Jody.
You're welcome.